since this academic year, we've had tremendous growth in the choral program. I think that last year before I came, although we had some students who were abroad, there were approximately 40 students in one choir, and now we have two choirs totaling more than 100 students. So there's been a real sense of growth, and it's generated quite a bit of buzz on campus about the choirs, which has been really exciting to be a part of. We've had packed audiences at all of our concerts so far, with people literally sitting in the aisles and crowding around the doors to see what's going on, and it's been really neat, especially for the students who were part of the choir during both versions of the choral program, to be able to feel like choir is now becoming a focal point on campus for people who want to come hear great music of different kinds. And so it's been very exciting. The question was raised, you know, how have we achieved that this year? And I think it's a couple of things. I think, honestly, doing things like the Mozart Requiem is part of what generates some real enthusiasm for what's going on here. People are really excited to be part of something like that, and it's neat to see that it's actually the music that's part of what motivates people to join the choir.
My name's Emma Pelkey, and I'm a senior, and I'm a communication major. Well, I've been in the choral program for the entire time I've been at Lewis and Clark, so for 4 years. I am a music scholarship student, so that prompted my participation. But I am very passionate about music, and I've actually been taking private voice lessons here on campus in my 4 years here, as well as performed in the musical theater opera workshops.
The experience of teaching music in a liberal arts college is a really wonderful one, and actually I prefer it significantly to working within a music conservatory kind of environment, because the students all come from vastly different backgrounds. Some of them certainly are music majors or voice majors, but many of them major in every other department that Lewis and Clark offers. And so they ask wonderful questions. They come to music, they come to singing because they choose to be here. They really want to be part of the choir. It's a special thing for them in their day. And so the sort of enthusiasm and the energy that are part of this ensemble is really, really special. I think different from people at a conservatory where it's just one of many musical obligations in their lives, this is something that people really choose to do and choose to invest in. And they do that even while being physics majors, English majors, language majors, etc., and while doing track and field and basketball and everything else that they do on campus. They're involved in social justice causes and volunteering, and it's really astounding when you look at the sum total of all of the different activities that these students engage in. And yet, what they all seem to have in common is a love for music and a desire to sing and a desire to be part of something like this. I think hopefully over the next few years we're going to see continuing growth in this program, and I'm really excited to have to add a third choir perhaps next year and see if we can just continue our growth. We hope to continue to expand our world domination, but to expand our growth, certainly on campus, but off campus as well. One of the things that we are really excited about doing is taking a tour with at least one of the choirs in the next year or so. And I've been speaking with a number of alumni who were at Lewis and Clark during the Stanley Glareham era in the 1950s and 60s. And they all remember with great fondness the touring that used to happen and are really eager to help the current generation of Lewis and Clark students have similar experiences. So we're hoping to sort of literally take the show on the road and be able to do some things in the next year, perhaps over our spring vacation next year, first on the West Coast, but then hopefully internationally, to be able to bring the Lewis and Clark students out to the world so that, you know, if you're performing Mozart, well, then you go to Salzburg and Vienna and you perform it in the cathedrals there where Mozart premiered these works.
Kathy has really, truly transformed the choir department here at Lewis and Clark College, and I think it's going to be a great way to promote the vocal department here at Lewis and Clark College and just the arts in general.